Morning. Is there a decision you're wrestling through today? Maybe you're considering a job change, a relationship boundary you need to set, or which events to say yes and no to this month. Even if it's not one of these things, chances are that there is some decision you're praying about, thinking about, or anticipating. Here's what I know. The two most powerful words are yes and no. How we use those words not only communicates the decisions we make, but also the intention of our hearts and the direction of our lives. We don't want to overthink every decision we have to make, but we also don't want to underthink either. Here are a few questions to help you think through your decisions. Is it leading you closer to God's best or detouring away from it? Is it supported by the wisdom of trusted friends who lean on God's word and listen to God's leading? When you ask for other people's advice, are you withholding any necessary details, hoping they will agree with you rather than challenge you? When you think about this decision, do you feel more at peace or panicked? Is this a decision that feels good for today, but could have negative consequences long term? What will this decision cost you, and is it a cost you're willing to pay? My friend, I feel an urgent need to hold your hand and tenderly guide you toward godly wisdom. Sometimes the wise answer won't feel convenient. Sometimes the wise answer won't feel fair or fun. Sometimes the wise answer will require you to trust God patiently and not try to make something happen on your own. But if we want to live in the fruitfulness of being a wise person, we must choose wisdom over and over in our daily lives. Wisdom makes decisions today that are still good for tomorrow. That's what I want for myself, and that's what I want for you too. We won't always get this right, and certainly in the past, we've all made choices we wish we wouldn't have. But let's remember that yesterday's decisions don't have to define today. Pre-decide this morning that no matter what choices seem attractive today, you will go with what most closely aligns with God's word. Here's a statement to remember as we walk into today. Wisdom makes decisions today that are still good for tomorrow.